Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Okay, fine, good, thank you. Today we're going to do lesson 11, and lesson 11 is the last lesson for this session of the Tokun classes. And what we'll do is just go through as we have been doing, and since it is the last lesson, and if we have time, I'd like to just maybe review lots of other questions we've had from the past, and, you know, just let me pick questions, okay? And I think what we'll do is just start. And as I said, what I've been doing the last few times is reading what my answer would be. Okay, because people have said that maybe why don't you just give what I would say. And then the pronunciation is there also besides the content is how I pronounce certain words. Okay? All right, so first one here. The question is, what is the average life expectancy of the Japanese? And why do they live so long? Okay, my answer is, Japan has the world's longest life expectancy. The average male lives 79 years and the average female lives 86. One reason why the Japanese live so long is because of the low infant mortality. Other reasons include a modern medical system and a healthy traditional diet which is low in fat and calories. From a nutritional point, the traditional Japanese diet is well balanced. Okay, as you see, I've cut out some of the information because it is long. There's nothing wrong with the information given, of course. It's just long. So to make it short, I've cut out a few things. Okay. You look like you have some questions. Are you okay? All right, let's see what your answer is. What is the average life expectancy of the Japanese and why do they live so long?
According to our ministry report, the average life expectancy for Japanese men in 2008 was 79.29 years old, and that of a Japanese woman was 86.05 years.
Okay.
There are several reasons for this longevity. The biggest reason may be food. Japanese usually eat a well-balanced diet and low-calorie food. Another significant factor is the national insurance system. For example, the individual expense for medical care is 30% for company employees. People can fill out ease to visit a hospital and receive medical treatment.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's fine. All right. Good. Let's ask him. What is the average life expectancy of the Japanese and why do they live so long?
The average life expectancy in Japan is very long. It is the longest in the world. The main reason for that is, I think, the diet, which is centered around rice, vegetables, and fishes. Although young people are shifting from fish to meat. In addition to that, the people can enjoy the excellent medical system throughout Japan through the health insurance. Another reason is the very low infant mortality rate, which is by far the lowest in the advanced country. These are the reasons for the long life expectancy in Japan.
Okay, very good. Thank you. A couple things. One of the things is the traditional Japanese diet includes what, rice, vegetables, and fish. Mm-hmm. Okay, fish and seafood is fine. I think you said fishes.
Oh,
yeah, so we usually don't make fish plural. Unfortunately, English is kind of crazy. Some things we do, we don't. Yeah. So maybe fish and seafood, that's fine. Okay. You talked about enjoyed a medical system.
Oh.
maybe medical care would work better with enjoy. So Japanese enjoy Japanese enjoy good medical care.
Medical care.
Yeah, or have good medical care rather than enjoy or
have.
Yeah, actually have works better. Enjoy medical care is also. So Japanese have good medical care.
Good medical care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Everything else I think is fine. One thing, I am not an expert on this, but I believe the longest life expectancy in the world for women is in Japan. Mm-hmm. I think men is number 3.
Yes.
Yeah. So the longest for women and so maybe in your answer it sounds like both men and women is the longest. Mm-hmm. So maybe you need to specify that, you know, the average life expectancy for men is about 70, what did you say, about 79, and the average life expectancy for women is 86. For women, this is the longest in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To make
okay.
it more clear that it's okay. not for both men and women, but for okay. women, this is the longest in the world.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned about the Japanese diet and things. Do you think Japanese really are eating a well-balanced diet nowadays?
Nowadays, I don't think so. Young people prefer meat to fish. And also, some people don't eat breakfast.
Okay.
And so, I don't think the nutrition are well-balanced for young, especially for young people. Mm. The elderly people have well balanced because their parents provided well balanced diet with them, provided them with well balanced diet.
Okay. All right, yeah, I think it tends to be two extremes. Older people have a well-balanced diet. The younger people have kind of a real mixed-up diet. What about, you know, middle-aged people? They're kind of in between. What do you think?
Middle-aged, it depends. If they have kids, they care about the balance of diet. Mm. But if they are single, they don't care about...
That's true. They might not pay as much attention.
It depends.
Okay, good. Levy asks her, do you think in the future Japan will continue to have such a high level of longevity, such as Japanese will continue to live so long in the future? Do you think Japan will continue? Or Japanese will continue living so long and have such a high... life expectancy.
It is true that nowadays Japanese tends to like the Western food, tend to have a Western style meal instead of a Japanese traditional meal, healthy food. But some people pay much attention to their health and they started to look praise the importance on their healthy food and for traditional Japanese food. So the life expectancy of the Japanese will keep the first or second rank.
Okay, so you think it'll
in
still
the future.
Continue? Okay, that's very possible. Yeah, I think, it's kind of embarrassing. Everyone says, "Oh, you eat Western food, you die early." And you know, I'm from the West, and so I always laugh. But yeah, there is a lot of food. Maybe it tastes good, but it's not the most healthy food. Although my feeling is Japanese nowadays, I think, in my opinion, Japanese eat, you know, kind of healthy, not so healthy. I think the trick of the Japanese is they don't overeat so much. And so, you know, compared to the amount of food Japanese eat compared to maybe like Western, especially Americans, it's much, much less. So even though some of that food is not very healthy, they're not eating very big portions. Okay, so it's, you know, nowadays if you look at, part of the problem is, you know, you go to the supermarket and you find that meat and chicken is so much less expensive than fish. Fish is like a luxury item, so you can't eat fish all the time. Maybe you have to get some, you know, little ones or cheap ones. So eating fish is kind of also an economic issue. But I think Japanese eat less food, for one thing, even though some of it's not healthy, because there's all kinds of pastries and okashi and all kinds of things. And so that's one of the reasons. Another reason is, I think Japanese might continue, though, to live longer lives, is just the development of medicine, right? New innovations. You know, nowadays people take pills. If they have high blood pressure, you take a pill. If you have high cholesterol, you take a pill. If you have high uric acid, you take a pill. So if, you know, this continues, maybe the medicine will let people live longer, even though they might not be very healthy, they can still live, you know. Okay, so those are some interesting points for me that you might want to think of. Right, and considering what, you know, women do live the longest, men are the third, so that's, you know, a very good point. Okay, I thought the last time I read this, Norway was number one for men. I could be wrong, and I can't remember, but I thought Norway was the number one country for men. And I can't remember number two. I could be wrong, or it could be an old list I read. Maybe I better update myself. Okay, all right. If you don't have any questions, let's go to number two. I have some more questions on diet and food later. Okay. Anyway, question number two is, what do you think of the numerous bicycles illegally parked around stations and on streets? Okay. This is one of those questions you need to agree with the question. What do I mean agree with the question? So it's one of these questions the interviewers will ask you, you know, why do Japanese live so long? You don't contradict. You don't go against the idea. Like, why, and like in number one, why do Japanese live so long? Oh, Japanese don't live long. So this one is, why do you think of the numerous bicycles illegally parked around station and street? Oh, it's fine. I have no trouble. Muheiki, yo. I do it all the time. You know, so no, you can't answer that type of thing. Okay. That's what I'm saying. So some of these questions, like, what do you think of something? Is it, you know, why do you think Japan is so clean? Oh, Japan's not clean. You know, so agree with them for the answer. You know, you could say something, well, I don't think it's so, you know, all places are clean, but mostly it is. And agree with their answer. So this is one where you agree. Oh, yes, it is a terrible problem. Okay, even though you might not think so, maybe you put your bicycle there. But you have to agree with the test. So this one, my answer is pretty much the same. I've changed some of the words to make it more conversational. Okay, so my answer is about the illegally parked bicycles around stations and streets. It's unfortunate that the streets around train stations and in shopping districts are always cluttered with illegally parked bicycles. Those bicycles block the way of pedestrians, and they can be dangerous for people such as the elderly, the physically challenged, and small children. They also could get in the way of ambulances and fire trucks. All people should be more responsible, either by parking their bicycles in designated parking lots or by not riding them and walking instead. Okay, in my answer, I've done a few things. One of them is they have in the middle part of the model answer on line 4, disabled, physically disabled, and that nowadays is not a very politically correct expression. So physically challenged, I think, is the correct term at this point. So physically challenged. On line number 5, it says they may also interfere with ambulances and fire trucks. That's fine, but the conversational language is they could get in the way of. could get in the way of, or they can get in the way of. To get in the way is the verb. I think something like jama ni naru kind of thing. Yeah, of. So, yeah, they can get in the way of ambulances and fire trucks. And in line number 2, they use the word cluttered. If you don't like that word, you can say are always filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, are always filled with illegally parked bicycles, or always crowded with illegally parked bicycles. So it is unfortunate that the streets and around train stations and in shopping districts are always filled with illegally parked bicycles, or are always crowded with illegally parked bicycles. So these are some of the changes that I have done. Okay, so what do you have to say about why, what do you think of all these illegally parked bicycles?
Bicycles left in public areas, such as on the street, always frustrates me a lot. I think bicycles are environment very friendly, and they are also a very convenient means of transportation when going shopping or commuting. But it is true that they are becoming a big concern in Japan because they obstruct traffic for pedestrians and vehicles, as well as detract from the scenery of the town. And they can be potentially dangerous for people such as the elderly and the physically challenged. And as a countermeasure for illegally parked
bicycles,
a large number of parking lots for bicycles, for free or at inexpensive rate, should be more constructed by local government.
Okay, good. No. But what are you saying? Parking lots.
More parking lots should
be constructed.
Constructed.
Right. So more parking lots for free or for what? Inexpensive rates should be constructed. Okay. And bicycles are what? Environmentally friendly? I'm not sure. I think you're having a little trouble. Maybe you said it correctly.
Bicycles are environment friendly.
Ah, okay. That's what I thought. We have to make this adjective.
Okay.
So environmentally friendly.
Environmentally friendly.
Good. All right. That's fine. I think sounds good. Okay. And I'll ask you the same question. What do you think of all these illegally parked bicycles around stations and in shopping areas?
Okay. I'm unpleasant to see these bicycles on the roads. It's a mess to me. They are obstructions and even dangerous for the pedestrians, such as the aged, the physically challenged, and small children. So they should park bicycles in the designated parking lot, or they should walk instead of riding bicycles.
Mm. Okay, good. Right. All right. And they might ask you, so what do you think would be a solution? So they should walk instead of riding their bicycles. Anything else?
As she said, more parking lots should be constructed with cheaper fee.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I think that's one of the problems. There's probably not much space, but
correct.
There's no place to put it, so people just park it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think if there were some places more bicycle friendly, then people would probably put it, where the bicycle can go. But right now, there's not many areas you can put the bicycle, so people just put it everywhere.
Yes.
Put them everywhere, right? Okay. So maybe that's a solution, but it's not maybe an easy one because there's not much free land or, you know, around stations. It's pretty expensive. Okay, good. Number three talks about people's ages. Mm-hmm. Why do the Japanese pay so much attention to people's ages? My answer. In Japan, many people feel uncomfortable not knowing the age of someone they're talking to. They don't know how to deal with the other person because age plays a fundamental role in Japanese society. Even the language used changes depending on the age. For example, a person speaking to an older male will add san to the end of the person's name. To a younger person, he or she will add kun, which is informal, or they may not add anything. That's why some people get frustrated if they don't know other people's ages, since they won't know how to talk to them. Oh, let me see if I can. Which one? The middle. Yeah, I'd made some changes. So what are my biggest changes is on line number three. They have here, because age-based ranking is fundamental. Age-based ranking sounds a little not so good. It's a little kind of not common. So I would put, because my answer is, because age plays, P-L-A-Y-S, age plays a fundamental role, plays, P-L-A-Y-S. Age plays a fundamental role, R-O-L-E, in Japanese society. Even the language used changes depending on a person's age or depending on age. For example, a person speaking to an older male will add san to the end of the person's name. To a younger person, he or she will add kun, which is informal, or not add anything to the name. That's why some people get frustrated if they don't know other people's ages, since they don't know how to talk to them. Okay? Here, a few changes again. Like the last sentence is people get upset. Upset is a little stronger than frustrated. So that's why I use frustrated. They kind of get a little like, you know, but upset can be very angry. So I just say frustrated. It's a little, you know, annoying. People can get annoyed. Yeah. If they don't know other people's ages. What I have done here in the role, in the model answer, they say, a man speaking to someone older will add san to the person's surname. That's not always correct because I know some women do the same. They add san to people's name. Women also say, you know, nainani-kun. So rather than a man speaking to someone older, I put a person speaking to an older man, right? Because they're talking about adding kun, which is not used usually for girls. I mean, sometimes people joke, but it's normally not used. So if you see what I mean, a person speaking to an older male will add san to the end of the person's surname. A person speaking to a younger male will add kun, which is informal, or might not add anything. Okay. So there's some, you know, ways to change this, but the flow is to male, older males, people add san. To younger male, younger males, meaning males younger than them, they add kun, or they don't add anything. Okay, so let's try. What do you have for an answer about why do the Japanese pay so much attention to people's ages?
In Japan, seniors are respected because of the age, which has been common from the ancient time. in Japan.
Okay, ancient times.
Ancient times.
Sounds better, yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. In Japan.
Well, ancient times, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Which was affected by Confucianism. By knowing the age of a person whom you are speaking or talking with, you can decide your behavior and your language style for them. For example, if you understood the person is more is elder than you,
older than you,
you will use the honorific language.
Okay.
And also you behave with more a politer attitude and also courteous attitude.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah, you're talking about ancient time, ancient times. I think plural is the better.
Uh-huh.
Since ancient times.
Okay.
Yeah. Since ancient time, we did. Yeah, ancient times sounds better.
Old times is okay.
Okay, old times. Yeah, that's okay. I think old might not be, you know, maybe 50 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So that's why ancient is really, really old.
Okay.
So if, ancient is better, yeah.
If I am saying about 1,000 years ago, it's not old, but ancient.
I think ancient. In my perspective, yeah. It's kind of relative, but if you say in old times, they might think, you know, 100 years ago or something. But I think we're talking about, 1,000 years ago or more,
uh-huh.
Right?
It's ancient.
From Confucianism, right?
Yes.
Which came, from 600, 500
yeah.
A.D.?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Something
about,
like that.
Yeah, 1,400 years
right,
ago.
Right, right.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Let me ask her the same question. Why do Japanese pay so much attention to people's ages?
It is probably the strong influence of Confucianism, which was emphasized throughout the feudal ages. I mean, it is from the 12th century to 19th century. Centuries. People place the importance on vertical relationships, and age plays is a fundamental role to Japanese society.
In Japanese society. Okay.
Mm. Respect and devotion to parents and elderly people are very essential in Japanese society. When speaking to those of a much higher social status, for example, to customers, to teachers, or to elders, so you are supposed to use their analogic words, keigo speech. So being politely to people who is older than you is the key factor to maintain harmony in the Japanese society.
Okay, good. Right, the keigo is what? Honorific speech? Honorific, I think, is the word. H-O-N-O-R-I-F-I-C.
Honorific.
Speech or honorific language.
Language.
Yeah, honorific words, you know. Okay, so I think this is pretty much, covers it. It's interesting. I was thinking that, Confucianism plays an important part. That's what you started with, right? So that's okay. Yeah, I think that's something that maybe adds to the answer. Okay, number 4 talks about why Japanese like taking baths so much. The biggest problem with this answer is not what is not finding what you need to say, but pronouncing baths correctly.
Baths.
Baths. It's really hard. It's not even real easy for me. So what do we do? Take a bath.
Take a bath.
Mm. And in this one, please don't take a bus. Okay. You know, we're not going to take a bus and go somewhere. We're going to take a bath and clean ourselves. So this is one of the chance, one of the opportunities you have to make your, you know, answer sound good. You know, I've talked before about the improving your proficiency, improving your level. And this is one way is making sure you bath with the TH, put your tongue between the teeth. No bus, but bath. If you bite your tongue, bath, then you will not have trouble. And especially this, because, you know, take a bath, take a bus. Both phrases, expressions are used in English. Obviously from content, you know, we take a bath, people say we take a bus to clean ourselves. Well, we're not going to take a, you know, ride a bus, but it sounds kind of low-level English, like broken English. So this is one way you can, you know, correct yourself, and don't be lazy. You know, not for only this answer, but all your answers, that TH is, you know, a very different sound than S some most of the time. Okay. Anyway, so I have not done too much here except in the last part. I've kind of just made it a little simpler. So the answer is, why do Japanese like taking baths so much? One reason Japanese like baths may be the climate of Japan. Summers are hot and humid and winters are cold. So a bath provides escape from both extremes. An even more important reason why Japanese like hot baths is that it allows them to relax. Many people feel stressed out when they are at work, so they become tense. Taking a bath releases both physical and mental stress. Okay, sorry I kind of jumped because I have, you know, corrected this and I'm trying to follow where I need to say. So the last part they have here, it sounds really good on line number 4. In Japan, where one's public persona is all important, many people feel stressed out when they are away from home. This is a really good expression, but most people are not familiar with it. So that's why I kind of took it away. So I say, in Japan, many people feel stressed out when they are at work. So they become tense. So taking a bath releases both physical and mental stress. Okay, something like that I've done. Now the first thing is, one reason Japanese like to take a bath may be the climate of Japan. So some of these ways, if you want to change it into a bath, might work. Instead of plural. Okay? Alright, what is your answer? Why do Japanese like taking baths so much?
In general, Japanese tend to enjoy soaking in the hot baths.
This bath?
Bath. In a deep hot bath.
Good.
This could be linked to hot and humid summers and very cold winters. Taking a hot bath is totally a relaxation to escape from climate discomfort, and it can refresh the body and soul. Yeah, bathing at home plays an important role as recreation. It's a kind of a recreation in the Japanese life.
Okay, so it's a type of recreation, right? Climate discomfort. Okay. I've never heard that used before, but it's actually interesting. Probably in more conversational speech, we would say something about the uncomfortable climate. Can you say that? Yeah, fix it, and then let's see if that sentence works.
Taking a hot bath is totally a relaxation.
Is it? Okay, taking a bath is, let's say, taking a bath is total relaxation.
Total relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
To escape from uncomfortable climate.
Yeah, okay. Probably for in English, I'm not sure why. I don't want to go to grammar explanation, but probably escaping the THE. Escaping the uncomfortable climate. Okay, good. Okay, let's see what his answer is. Why do Japanese like taking baths so much?
Well, there are some reasons. One of them is the climate. That it is very hot and humid in summer, and it's very cold in Japan in winter.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, Japanese work hard in the companies. So after that, they can relax by taking a bath.
So
another reason might be cost for running water, which is very cheap in Japan compared with the Western or Asian countries. These are reasons for taking a bath so frequently.
Okay, good. All right. I did not add it to my answer, but you know, some people also say Japanese like taking baths, or Japanese like to take a bath because Japanese like to be clean.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So Japanese like clean things. Japanese like to be clean. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason why people also take a bath, is because it is nice to feel clean. Mm-hmm. So the hygiene is very high in Japan.
You said like to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like to be clean, like to stay clean, works.
Stay clean.
Yeah. Which also reminds me is in question number one about longevity. Actually, hygiene is also another important factor. You know, cleanliness.
Oh, yes.
You know, because Japan, it being a clean country, people don't get sick very often. But in other countries, unfortunately, that are poorer, they don't have real good water. They have, you know, not such a good disposal system for water and things, and it's kind of dirty, could be dirty. So that also will create disease and people get sick. But in Japan, being a clean country, there's not that, you know, problem. So that's another reason why Japanese live longer, is because they don't get sick because of poor hygiene or lack of cleanliness.
You said poor.
Poor hygiene. Poor. P-O-O-R. Do we use the expression poor hygiene? Good hygiene and poor hygiene. P-O-O-R.
Oh, poor. Oh,
poor. Okay. Okay.
Poor. Okay.
Okay, that sounds fine. Let's go over question number five. This is, how has the family changed over the years in Japan? And I've changed this to a little bit more conversational type answer. Before World War II, the eldest son inherited the family property by law. However, when this system ended after the war, many people migrated to the cities, the number of arranged marriages declined, the number of nuclear families increased, and the husband and wife gradually became the center of each household. Okay. So before World War II, the eldest son inherited the family property by law. However, when this system ended after the war, many people migrated to the cities or moved to the cities. The number of arranged marriages declined, and the husband and wife gradually became the center of each household. Okay. If you listen, you've noticed that I have here the number of arranged marriages declined and the number of nuclear families increased. Why do I put that in there is because in this sentence, if you start on line two at the right, it says, when this system ended after the war, many people migrated to the cities, arranged marriages. Do you see how arranged looks like a verb? And it's actually an adjective. But it looks like people arranged, you know, migrated to the cities, arranged marriages, declined, and became the center. So all of those, to avoid this sounding like a verb, the number of arranged marriages
the number.
Yeah. Yeah. So rather than, when I first read this, I thought, oh, people migrated and arranged and, oh no, arranged marriages declined. So I just changed it a little bit so it sounds easier to understand. Okay. How has the family changed over the years in Japan?
Well, before and after the Second World War, before and just after the Second World War, three generations lived together, which has been common in Japan. But now, young people, young generations live only with their children. And it's partially because in Japan, the excellent health care system was established throughout Japan. And in addition to that, young people strongly wish to live comfortably without taking care of parents. That might be the reason for, that might be the current situation of family.
Mm. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, since they don't want to take care of their parents, of course, so the Kaigo Hoken takes care, right?
Yes. That's the reality.
All right, let's see what her answer is. I have some other comments, but let's see what your answer is. Why? How has the family changed over the years?
Lifestyle in Japan dramatically changed after World War II when large numbers of people moved from their country area to the cities in order to make their livings as workers in the factories and offices. A traditional Japanese household used to consist of three or some more generations of the same family living together under one roof. However, households today tend to consist of parents and children with grandparents living separately.
Mm-hmm. Separately.
Separately.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah, I do think this moving to the city created a lot of nuclear families, right? Because traditionally people lived on the farmhouse, maybe in the countryside, in, you know, three generations in one house. But because many people moved to the city to find work as, you know, as a employee of a company, which is fine, work in factories and offices, that your answer is fine. But they worked as employees in companies, so therefore they could not live with their parents and grandparents. Okay, so I think this is fine. Let's go to number 6. This question asks, what do Japanese children want to be when they grow up? What are popular occupations? Okay, now, my answer maybe isn't very good, but I've used the term dream occupations. Yeah, some dream occupations are, and then it just lists the occupations. You know, so depending on how you want to say this, as a book is actually very good. I think, Japanese boys dream about becoming baseball players and girls dream about becoming florists or something. So this is very good. I've just given you a different option. So my answer is, some dream occupations for boys include, pilots, doctors, and professional baseball players, especially in the U.S. major league teams. Because players such as Matsui and Ichiro have served as role models. For girls, many dream occupations include singers, actresses, hairdressers, bakers, and so forth. this is just an option because many people say, you know, popular occupations are children's. Children become doctors, pilots. They're not becoming, they want to become. So another way to express this is, you know, what the question, what do Japanese children want to be when they grow up? Japanese children want, when Japanese children want to become pilots, doctors, baseball players, especially U.S. Major League Baseball players, because, you know, Matsui and Ichiro have become role models. You know, girls want to become florists, confectioners, bakers, singers, actresses, hairdressers, and so forth. So actually that is much more easier and much more conversational. But I've used, I think the dream occupations are, you know, pilots, whatever. So there's many different ways you can say this. So now that you have all these different ways, what, I'm not sure what your answer is going to be, but what did you prepare for an answer for this one? What do Japanese children want to be when they grow up?
According to the media survey in, some dream occupation of boys are baseball player is ranked first, and followed by football player and scholar or scientist among scientists. When it comes to your girl's dream, an owner of a restaurant is more than half the numbers. And kindergarten teacher and nurse are followed.
Followed,
excuse me.
Yeah,
nurse
okay.
Nurse followed.
Followed. Okay, so according to probably the media, Yeah, and then you have is something, maybe was is maybe better.
Okay.
What did you have? Number one was is baseball player. Number one was.
Was ranked first.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Actually, that's very good. It's very interesting because I've heard other students mention scholars, and it's very, very strange. The reason I say this is because children don't even know what scholars are, do they? I don't know what the Japanese term you're using, but scientists maybe, or researchers. Yeah. But scholars, I'm not sure, you know, children don't know what scholars are. It sounds like a boring job. Do you remember if there was a Japanese term? What did they say? Do you remember what Japanese word did they use? Do you not remember?
Gaksha?
Hakase gaksha? Yeah, I'm surprised children would choose this.
Doctor or minister in the future.
So doctor meaning PhD doctor.
PhD doctor, yes.
Hakase doctor, right? Okay. I'm really surprised children would pick that because they don't even know about it usually. How old were the children, I wonder? If they were high school students, maybe, but, you know, elementary school, junior high school students don't know much about doctor, hakase. But, you know, maybe now I'm old and children are much more aware of that. Anyway, but that's according to the survey. But probably you put, you know, scholars, I guess, that were a researcher, scientist. Okay, she says, let's see, we'll back.
This is my opinion, but maybe Japanese parents, many of your Japanese children, parents talk to their children, the academic, faculty is a very high, they have a very high social status and they're very high ranked in the society, so that's why the children want to be a scientist or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it could be the parents' influence more nowadays. So you know, hakase ni na, you know, become a PhD, we would say a doctor, you know. Okay. Good. You answered. Right, so you're his turn, yeah. You answered already, so his turn, he didn't even answer. We were talking about this. Okay. So what do children want to be when they grow up?
Okay, children's dreams are changing. 30 years ago, for boys, a dream for many boys was a professional baseball player. Mm-hmm. And for a girl, many
girls.
For girls, a dream was a teacher.
Okay.
But now, for boys, a soccer, professional soccer player is number one, and followed by the, by a professional baseball player, including the U.S. Major League team player. Mm. For girls, a dream for many girls is confectioner or sweet shop sales clerk, followed by TV actor or TV star, singer, and so on. Mm. So it's changing.
Okay, right. All right, good. So they want to work as a, what did you say? Sweet shop.
Oh, sweet shop sales clerk.
Sales clerk. I thought they would want to make it, but they just want to work there.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And also, I checked the internet result for this kind of things.
Uh-huh.
And said just in Japanese, okashiya-san. Okashiya-san means confectioner or sales clerk. So I couldn't understand which one.
Yeah,
so
you don't know whether
they put two.
Yeah, they don't. You don't know what it is, right? Just you know. Okay, good. All right. What we want to do is let's try number 7, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
Okay. Number 7 says, what is the reason for Japanese group behavior?
Uh-huh.
And my answer is, the predominance of group behavior in Japan comes from Japan's agriculture past. You know, rice cultivation practice in Japan made group efforts necessary and placed a high value on cooperation. However, I think the biggest reason for the group behavior in Japan is based on Article 1 of Prince Shotoku's Article 17 Article Constitution. Article 1 emphasizes maintaining harmony and avoiding conflict. And I think this is also very important.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, something, it's, I think the biggest reason is the Article 1 of Prince Shotoku's 17 Article Constitution. Article 1 emphasizes maintaining harmony and avoiding conflict. And of course this is a common theme throughout Japanese society since his time. Okay. Now the other thing, I left this as it is on line number 2, you know, rice cultivation, they have wet rice cultivation, I don't think it makes much difference, just rice cultivation practice in Japan made group efforts necessary and placed a high value on cooperation. It's very nice, it's not real conversational, but, you know, in Japan, group effort was necessary to grow rice, is another way to say that. So, okay, so what do you have for the reason for Japanese group behavior?
Okay, in Japanese society, harmony and cooperation is a very important virtue or morale. As a result, people behave as a member of a group which they belong to instead of an independent outside of the group.
Mm-hmm.
These behaviors come from agricultural past in Japan. When they grow rice in the paddy field, they have to work jointly, such as irrigation, planting young plants and harvesting crops. So naturally, the harmony and cooperation grew.
Cooperation grew.
Which was inherited by the today's Japanese.
Okay, good. All right. So what is the reason for Japanese group behavior?
I think it might come from Japan's agriculture past. Rice cultivation has long been practiced in Japan. It made group efforts necessary and placed a high value on cooperation. In modern Japanese society, harmony and group behavior are still emphasized in the society. That is believed to establish friendly relationship and to maintain harmony.
Okay, good. Right. Good. In my answer, I didn't read the last two lines in the model answer, but actually they're also very good to end it. You know, in modern Japan, group behavior is still highly valued since it is believed to contribute to the success and harmony of the group upon which Japanese society is based. Okay? It's kind of textbook, but it's also very important fact or a way to end it. It's nice. But it's long, so I really didn't say much about that. Okay? And just in my answer, I said I was trying to think, you know, the Japanese tendency to group behavior, the Japanese tendency to act in groups works. But the tendency to group behavior, I don't know what is wrong, but I don't particularly like that expression.
Tendency to act
in groups. Yeah, no, I changed this and put the predominance, which is predominance, or the, you know, I don't know how to say predominance, another word, the predominance of group behavior, do you know the word predominance is something that says that the majority kind of thing, the overwhelming amount of group behavior in Japan comes from Japan's agriculture past. So that something like predominance means amount of or great amount of. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking of you, the prevalence of group behavior in Japan comes from Japan's agriculture past. I was just thinking it might be more difficult for people to pronounce, but it's fine. Prevalence. Yeah. Okay. All right. What we'll do is we'll come back and finish the rest of these, and then we'll probably spend most of the, you know, probably won't take so long, so we'll spend a lot of time looking at review questions. And I also just have a few, you know, just take some easy questions from the Sambyaku Sen book. Okay. All right. So see you in a few minutes.
Okay. Thank you.